Awesome. Okay, great. So, yay. Okay. So, we are recording the call, and I just want to welcome everybody. We have so many people. I can see from my little thing here on my screen that we have people calling all over the world. So I want to thank those of you that had to get up at a weird hour to be on this call. I also want to thank everybody else for being here, first-time power agents that are on the call for the first time. So let me just tell you how this works. First of all, I've got everybody muted because it sounds better that way. When we have a lot of people on the call, you can hear me well. But you can still talk to me, but I'll tell you how to talk to me in a minute after everybody finishes calling in. Okay, so the purpose of these calls is that three things basically. Number one is to give you guys any coaching that you need. Okay, so this is your opportunity during the next hour to ask me anything that you want. When I open up the call, I'll give you that opportunity to do that. Some people are smart and they actually email me questions ahead of time. For those of you still getting familiar with being a power agent, when you go to the website, there's a place where you can email me questions. It goes to me directly. You can even record an audio question to me on the website. So we're going to do that first. The next thing is go over the magazine that is also on the Power Program website. I'm going to highlight some of the things in the magazine that are really awesome. Which, by the way, before I go any further, let me just tell you, this magazine, every month I load it up with a tremendous amount of stuff in there. Checklist or ads or forms and stuff, and there's such a plethora of information there. I can tell you that you will not be able to implement everything that's in just one issue. I want you to look at it like a buffet where you go to the buffet and you use what you want and leave the rest. So do the same thing every month. Otherwise, you can get overwhelmed. And in this month, we also interview somebody that's successful in our industry. We record the calls on the website, the Power Program website, and we also transcribe it. We put it in the magazine. This month, we interviewed a broker, which is a bit of a departure because we'll usually almost always have agents. And this broker, his name's Michael Morris. He has three offices on Long Island. He's one of the top brokers in the marketplace out in the east part of Long Island. And it's such a great article and a great interview. You have to listen to it because he really talks about the mindset of what it is to be successful as a real estate person. And he talks about how he loves the profession. So I really want you to hear it because I do believe part of our success, and I'm going to start teaching right this second. Part of the success in anything that you do, I don't care if it's being a real estate salesperson or being, being a speaker or whatever walk of life that you are, if you don't love what you do, then it does show up as work. If you love it, time goes by quicker, it's less stressful, it puts a smile on your face. But especially as a salesperson, because when you do not love what you do, it's really hard to get up in the morning and do the things that you know that you need to do. Most of us are successful when we're doing that thing that we hate to do the most. Like we know if that one thing that we hate to do the most, if we do it, it's going to probably have the biggest impact in the success of our business. Now, it's really hard to do that thing that you hate the most or like the least, however you want to say it, when you don't even love the business. So loving real estate really does make a huge difference in helping you push past what stops you. And some of you need to fall back in love with real estate again. I'll be honest with you, I've been starting to fall back in love with real estate myself because my son, Michael Raymond, he's 17 years old. He's going into his senior year. So we've been looking at colleges and talking about what's next for him after high school. And he's really not clear what he wants to do. He has a few things that interest him, but nothing is really speaking to his heart yet. And of course, I explained that eventually he will find out. But we started talking about real estate, and I'm thinking he'll go to college and be like, a lawyer or something, or a doctor. But I started explaining to him about real estate and about investing in real estate. And if you only had like $50,000, would you buy one house, would you try and buy two or three? And so I was explaining to him about the whole process of investing in real estate, making your money stretch out and down payments and return on investment and appreciation and tax write-off. So I was going through this whole thing. As I was going through it, I was like, damn, this business is really awesome. You know, it's such a great business for anybody, not just from a real estate salesperson standpoint, but from an investing standpoint. Which, by the way, some of you may want to start to think about that if you haven't been investing in real estate. That might be part of your plan and your goals, because we do know the market has turned and things are going really well in real estate. And there are some pockets that are still pretty odd, you know, in the United States. Even in New York, there's like pockets where things are booming and then pockets where it's like quiet. So, but we are still much better off than we were for a few years ago. We're still at the low end of what's going to be happening 5-10 years down the road. Any of us know, regardless of what the prices are in our market, if you bought a piece of real estate now in 10 to 20 years, you're going to probably make more money on that one property than you would buying any kind of stock or trying to make money that way. So anyway, so falling in love with real estate, I think, is really important. And here's one other thing, too, is I'm sure some of us have interacted or been with another professional that just really loves doing what they do, you know, versus same thing. I'm sure we've dealt with some people that really don't love what they do. I mean, you know, could have been a doctor, could be an attorney, could be an accountant. And you can see the difference. You can see the difference when you work with a professional who just is crazy, like an accountant. Like, I've met some accountants that are just like, they love numbers. You know, I could never love numbers, but my accountant just loves numbers. And, you know, I actually get excited about numbers when I talk to him about numbers, because the enthusiasm he has for his profession wears off on me. Well, the same is true in our business, gang. When you are passionate about the difference that you make in people's lives in the area of real estate, whether it's buying or selling, when you're passionate about that and you go on a listing appointment or you work with a buyer, people will get enrolled by your enthusiasm. They will get, it will be, you will infect them with your enthusiasm and passion. And people want to be around people who are enthusiastic and passionate about what they believe in. So in some respects, you can almost say part of the tool, if you will, or success of being really good on a listing appointment is you've got to be love real estate, love yourself, believe that you make a difference and that you just love helping people get from point A to point B. So even if you're not, I've seen people who are really not good from a technique standpoint in a lot of professions. It could be, you know, owning a cleaners, or it could be, you know, real estate or speakers or anything. But because they're so passionate about what they do, even if they're not really good at it from a skill standpoint, they still attract business. They still attract people. They still do really well in their business because they're so passionate about it. I've got, we have this near my house, this barbecue place. They do smoke barbecue, and they just opened not too long ago. And there's a lot of things from a business standpoint that they're doing wrong, but the business is going so well. And I believe part of it is that this guy just loves smoking, you know, meat and doing barbecue stuff. He's just passionate about it. So he may not be the best business person, but he's the most passionate about this. So anyway, I think I made my point. Now, so here's what we're going to do. During this call, boy, it's only been 10 minutes. I felt like I've been on the phone a lot longer than 10 minutes. All right, so we've got a ton of people on the call. Those of you that just joined the call, let me tell you how this works. If you want to ask me a question at any point during this call, all you have to do is hit *6 on your keypad. You do it one time, and then it will unmute you, and then I'll be able to hear you. Now, when you do that, it's going to take maybe a minute or two for it to kick in. So don't freak out and don't do it more than once, because you'll wind up putting yourself back on mute. So just do it one time if you have any questions. So here's what I'm going to do first. I'm going to talk to Laura Hoffman, who had a question from Florida. Now, Laura, if you're on the call, I'm going to ask you to hit *6 on your keypad one time, and then give it a second. I'll be able to hear you. And if Laura's not with us, I'm still going to tell you what her question was, and I'm still going to answer it. So, Laura, are you on the call with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Laura. How are you?
Great, thanks.
Good. So Laura's question, everybody, was that she's in Florida. What part of Florida are you in, Laura?
I'm in Tampa.
Tampa, awesome. So, Laura, why don't you just ask your question so people can hear your nice voice.
Okay. I'm trying to remember how I worded the question. I think my question is, in Florida, in the summertime, it's different from up north. You know, our traffic slows down a bit. So I'm just wondering how to keep the seller is happy because they get scared when the traffic slows down, and it's not like specifically their home, it's the whole area that slows down. And
yeah.
What is the best way to let them know that you're still working hard for them, that you're still working the listing, that you haven't forgotten them? It's just the market.
Right.
Without sounding
right.
negative
well,
and saying that it's a bad market, because it's not.
Right. Well, Laura, it's a great question. And by the way, for everybody that you think this doesn't apply to you, I don't care where you are in the U.S., there's times when, you know, the market may slow down. And so I'm going to give you some ideas. You know what? Let's rephrase that. There's going to be times when a homeowner's perception is that they're not getting the kind of activity that they would like or they expect. And so when that happens, they always blame us individually that we're not working hard enough, we're not doing enough. So here's a plethora of suggestions I have for everybody that could apply to, and specifically you, Laura. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
First of all, the best thing to do, which may be too late now, but it's something to keep in mind next time, is that you should prepare them for that possibility that's going to happen. So before the summer months happen, or when the perception is that it slows down, is that you should sit down with them and schedule like a pre-summer summary, and then a post-summer summary. So what I would do is I'd sit down with them before that slowdown happens and go through with them, here's probably what's going to happen in the coming months, and here's what we can do. Now, in preparing them for what's going to happen, when it does happen, you actually look like you know what you're talking about. That's number one. Number two is to make it seem like you're not just justifying that you're going to work less or you're not going to work as hard. You can actually use stats from your MLS to show what the trend is. So what I would do is go to my MLS, I go to Tampa, or even your specific city that you've got the listing in, and show them, let me show you what happened in 2013, you know, the months, the 3 months in the middle of the year, compared to the months before that. And you can do year-to-year comparison, you can do quarter-to-quarter to show them the trend. Does that make sense what I'm saying, Laura?
Yeah, and we just get it straight from the MLS. Is that what you're saying?
You can. Yeah, you simply do. If you go to your MLS, which, by the way, because you're asking me that question, I got an extra tip for you now, and that is, there's probably things that your MLS can do for you that you don't even know that you don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
Like
sure.
So. Yeah, so what I would do is take some MLS classes also. And that's for everybody, because most of us, we get kind of stupid or sloppy or whatever. And I shouldn't say stupid, but sloppy, where we just learn the basics of what our MLS does for us. And there's probably a lot more that it can do, and we don't even know how to do it. So some of you may want to consider taking an MLS class so you can find out all the awesome reports that you can do that you can use in your business. And what's really cool is when you learn the things that most agents don't know, well, then that puts you into a small percentage of agents who are using this particular technique or report or something that makes you special from the other agents, all right? So, but to answer your question, Laura, yes, you can go to your MLS. I'm not going to do an MLS class for you now, obviously, but you can. There are reports that will show you quarter to quarter and year to year listings to sales, listing to sales ratio, list price to sales price ratio, days on market, a whole bunch of stuff, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, so definitely do that. Also, I would, but now because we're already into the summer and it's too late to have that conversation, Laura, I mean, you still could, and you still could, because we're just at the beginning of the summer, I guess. But here's the next thing I would do, definitely in that conversation, is that I would give them hope of what's going to happen. Okay, so because here's what happens: you're managing the emotional roller coaster that sellers are going to go through. You're letting them know, okay, here's what may happen during the summer, but here's what will happen once we get through the summer. And then you explain what the market should be like. And so you want to give them hope. You want to give positive things of what's coming down and going to happen in the next few months. Tell them, here's what you're going to do when we get into those months. So give them like a marketing plan as to what's going to happen after the summer. During the summer, you want to give them some busy work to do. And to help you get the house sold. So you're going to tell them, I'm still not going to not market it, but the showings are going to be a lot less. Now, one of the things we can do to increase our showings more than if we didn't do these things is, here's a couple ideas. Number one is ask the homeowners to give you a list of all their friends and families that either live in Tampa or live outside of Tampa, or if they're moving to New York or they're moving somewhere, wherever they're moving to, if they have friends there. Get that list of people, and here's why. Because what you're going to do is put together a promotional flyer about the event, about the house, and you tell them that some of the best buyers that we find are the ones that are from your friends and families or neighbors. So what we're going to do is send a notice to all of your friends and family about your property, and if they know of anybody who's looking to buy or sell, they can contact me. So two things happen here is you're actually helping promote the house, you're doing something unique, and the other thing is you're actually getting a list of their friends and family, which then kind of becomes like part of your database now. Do you follow me, Laura?
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's a great idea, right? Okay, and then here's the next thing to do is actually create a business card on your computer. Now, if you're not computer savvy, you can have somebody do this for you. You know, you want your business card to look, well, it doesn't have to look exactly like your current business card, but it could look something like your business card. So create one on your computer. The reason why you're going to create it on your computer is because you're going to print out these business cards, but they're customized. See, on the front part of the card is going to be what you have now, your face, your name, your company, your cell, all that stuff. But on the back, it's going to have a picture and a short description, really brief, like not even a paragraph, but some pictures about the property of this house, right? So, and you can do a jumbo size business card. It doesn't matter because you're creating it yourself. And what I would do is print out front and back, you know, 50 of these of your business card on the front and on the back, a picture about this listing, your listing, and then give it to the homeowner and say, here's another thing I'm going to do is I created these custom business cards for you. During the summer months, what I'd like you to do, and even after, but right now, what I'd like you to do is any chance that you have, you meet other people, you go to a cocktail party, you're in a supermarket, you're at a restaurant, the waiter, just hand the business card out, tell people that you are selling your house and they should contact me. Now, what's great about this is the homeowners think that they're actually helping sell their own home, but really what they're doing is they're actually promoting you.
Wow. That's great.
Okay? So those are just a couple examples that are kind of busy work, but yet good. It's not a waste of time. They're good marketing things. And it's getting the homeowner involved so that way they feel like you're at least doing something, both of you. You and them to try and get the property sold during the slow time of year. Okay?
Great. That's great.
Okay. All right. Good stuff. All right. Thank you, Laura. You can
Thank
now
you.
Hit. You're so welcome. And you can hit *6 again, and that's going to put you back on mute. Okay. Now, before I go any further, does anybody else have a question? I only got Laura's email ahead of time. Somebody else emailed me. I didn't get it. Does anybody have any questions that you want to ask me? Before I go to the next part, this is the best time to ask me a question. You hit *6 one time, and that will mute you, and give it a second, and I'll be able to hear you. And you'll say, hey, Daryl, I got a question. So does anybody have a question you want me to coach you on? Something, whether it's your listings, your buyers, your negotiating offers, staying focused, want to lose weight, somebody's single, want to get married somehow, anything, any questions. I can't hear you all. I hope you're laughing. Okay, nothing, nada. Wow, so you're all going to be voyeurs today. I got it. All right, no problem. I got plenty of material. I can talk for hours. Okay. Well, if any of you get the nerve up to ask me, then just interrupt me, okay? I'm going to go continue.
Carol,
Let me
I have a
go.
question for you.
Awesome. No, don't apologize. So who is this?
My name's Christy, and actually, I live in Pinellas County, so just across the bridge from your last caller in
Okay,
Florida.
great.
Just wondering if you have some quick advice for a brand new agent who's working for a very small brokerage, just opened. I'm very excited about my broker. She just, became a broker after being in business for 20 years. But we don't have a lot of listings at this point. And just wondering if you have any tips for somebody that is brand new and really trying to build my confidence in talking to people, because I can't say, wow, we've sold this many homes in the last 6 months, or rely on that kind of data. So just wondering if you have some advice.
Yeah, I've got a lot of advice for you, Chrissy. And once again, it's not just for new people. What I'm going to do is, because to make it valuable for everybody, I'm going to answer it in such a way that it'll be good for all. Okay. So,
Fair enough.
yeah. Now, Christy, you made me think of something, and I hope this doesn't sound like a shameless plug at all, and also for you too, Laura. I don't recall if I had mentioned this while I was in Florida. I call it up north, like Tampa and stuff, that I'm doing my 3-day training class in Fort Lauderdale starting next week. It's Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And you guys, if you can afford to get there, you really should get there. Okay, so I'm going to give you the website, and then I'm going to answer your question, Christy. Okay, especially you, Christy, if you can get there, because especially as a new agent, this would be a mind-blowing program for you. The website is my sure sure results.com, mysureresults.com. So we have just a couple of seats left in that program, and the price is there. It'll explain it. If you have any questions, you can email me, and if you need me to talk to you, I'll talk to you, because I'd hate for you to. I only do that program once a year in Florida, and it's next week. So, all right, now to answer your question, Christy, first of all, it goes back to what I said about the enthusiasm. What's going to happen is when you go on a listing appointment, in the back of your mind, there's that question that you just brought to me. We're a new brokerage. We've got no listings. We're small, but we're excited. So, which is great. And when you go on your first listing appointment, it may come up. Say, well, how long have you guys been around? And how many listings do you have? How many sales? Why would I list with you as opposed to somebody who's already experienced and they have a reputation? When you get this a few times, Christy, if you don't stay confident in your belief in your broker and what you're doing, that's going to start to eat away at you, and eventually you're going to lose your enthusiasm. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
It does, yep.
So it's easy for you right now to be enthusiastic because you're new. But once you get slapped down a few times, if that's all that you're relying on is the fact that this is new and exciting, that's going to go away, and so will your enthusiasm. And any of the experienced agents that are listening, they probably, if we could hear them right now, Christy, they would be like, oh my God, Daryl is so right on target right now. So what you need to do is be passionate, not just because you're new. You need to be enthusiastic and passionate about, because you're new, this is what you can do for people. This is like your mission statement as a company, and I want you to look at yourself as a partner with your broker, because without you, the business won't do well. Your broker needs you, and you need her. Is it her or him?
It's a her, yeah.
Yeah, you both need each other. So you need to be clear about what is it, because you are hungry, because you are lean and mean, because you have a commitment to making a mark in the marketplace. And here's what you're going to do better than nobody else is going to do. So you need to have some clarity as to what your personal mission statement is and what the company mission statement is. Now, don't get me wrong, I don't expect you to be all broke, like, corporate America, and actually write out a mission statement, although that wouldn't be a bad idea. But you definitely need to articulate. You need to know how to articulate what you're committed to when you speak to people and why you work where you work. So that way, when it's almost like getting married. You know, when you're dating somebody or you're getting married, it's real easy to be excited in the beginning of the relationship. Everything's new. So there's a lot of emotions that drive the relationship. But as any married person will tell you, that goes away. So what has you stay committed to the relationship? So you need to do the same thing. What's going to keep you committed into the face of people taking shots at you? Did this help you at all so far, Christy?
Yes, yes, definitely. And if nothing else, it's validating what she and I are already doing in terms of how we're projecting ourselves to people.
Good, good, awesome. Okay, now let's go to some listing and selling stuff to the question you just asked. You can, and it's so funny you asked this question because I was planning on covering this on the call anyway. You know, I was sitting down and I was thinking because I got oh, and it's funny, I just made the connection that you guys are from Florida, and the Florida I'm going to be speaking at the Florida State Convention in August, and so they want me to do a 5-minute video that they're going to post on the website. So I had somebody call me and they said, Daryl, what could you tell an agent to be successful? What do they need if you only had 5 minutes with them? So I started thinking, well, if I were walking down the hall and an agent grabbed me and said, listen, I know you're getting to your next seminar, you only have 5 minutes, but can you tell me real quick what is it that you need to be successful? So I wrote down the answer. So do you want this, Christy?
I do, yeah.
All right. So you can break our business up. There's a lot of categories you can break it up into, but I'm going to keep it simple because part of what happens is that we make it too complicated. And it bogs us down. You know, I gotta be good at marketing, and I have to create websites, and I gotta do mailings, and then I gotta organize my time, and then I gotta organize my family, and then I gotta prospect. So if you look at all the stuff that we have to do in our business, and then throw in our personal and family, it becomes really overwhelming. So to clean it up and make it really simple, in real estate, here's the skills that you need to have. First of all, there's two areas in our business. It's working with buyers and it's working with sellers. It's not more complicated than that. That's what we do, those two things. So that's first. When it comes to the listing side and the buyer side, there's certain skill sets that you need in each one of these. And this is, by the way, this is all the stuff that I cover in the 3-day class, Christy, that the Sure Results next week, all right? And I don't know if I said it's in Fort Lauderdale, so it's in Fort Lauderdale. The first thing is, on the listing side, you can now, the listing skills, there's two skills to get really good at there. There is the listing appointment itself, and then there's prospecting for the appointments. It's that simple. You need to have a really good listing conversation that you feel strong at, something that empowers you, something like you feel good, you're ready to go in there. I like to use that dancing analogy a lot. Like if you were going to you know, go on Dance with the Stars, you'd have a dance routine. So you need to have a dance routine that's the listing appointment. And what really helps you dance is having a listing book, having some kind of visual representation of what you're trying to communicate. So in what, for me, there's a lot of different ways that you can't wing it. People, I've seen agents, they just go in, they got a folder with stuff in it, or, you know, they know about brokers, open house, public open house, lockbox, yard sign, feature sheet. Like, they got all this stuff, and they just, like, vomit stuff. That's not okay. You need to go in having a seller success system. And I love the alliteration of that, seller success system. I even tell students in the Sure Results, because we put the books together and we show people how to put the books together, I tell them that you should have a visual book, and the front of it should have your company logo. You slip a sheet and you create it yourself, and it says Seller Success System. So you got your book and it says Seller Success System. You go in there. Now, you can break that conversation up into three parts. The first part is talking about yourself, your credibility. The second part would be your company, and then the third part would be your marketing tools on how you sell a property. I find that that's the best order in having that listing conversation. How are we doing so far, Christy?
Excellent. Thank you. I'm just jotting notes. Wonderful.
All right, good. And listen, if I had more time, I only got like 29 minutes left. For me to really teach just this part, it takes an hour. But I'm trying to give you the highlights, okay? So you want to have that three-part section, like I just said, you, then your company, then your marketing plan. Now, when you talk about marketing plan, I'm huge about metaphors and analogies, okay? And I'm not going to teach that again because almost everybody on this call, I think you all know how to use metaphors and analogies. I've given examples of that, how powerful it is. It's an incredible technique. You don't have to memorize scripts and dialogues when you use metaphors and analogies. But every time that you present when you present the broker's open house, you need to explain it with a metaphor analogy. When you do lockbox, metaphor analogy, yard sign. So every time you're explaining one of your marketing tools, you need to explain it by using a metaphor analogy. Okay. So listing skills. First thing, have a great dance with the stars routine when you're belly to belly, face to face with a seller. The second thing is that prospecting. Now, this can also be very overwhelming to people. You know, should it be postcards, mailings, door knocking, websites? To me, my favorite is FSBOs and expireds. That's why we focus on that in the three-day class. Because it's with FSBOs and expireds, we know, number one, these people want to sell now. There's no ands, ifs, or buts. And number two is if you need to get money like today, when you hang up the phone with me, Christy, if you just call a bunch of FSBOs and expireds, you're going to get a listing appointment today. So it's quick, it's immediate, and everybody on this call, you can generate a half a dozen listings in the next 30 days if you just do what I'm telling you to do, which, by the way, let me just pause for a second to make sure I get this in there. We're now in the summer months. You have to make a decision, you know, which should you be focusing on right now. Right now, in some of your markets, you get more buyers come out in the summer. In Florida, you know what we heard from Laura, that's the opposite is true. But in a lot of parts of the country, the summer comes, we get more buyers. Should you focus on buyers or should you focus on sellers? You need to make a decision. Now, I'll tell you what I taught what I teach my students and what I taught when I managed an office. The buyers that come out during the winter months, they're usually very committed. Why? Because there's the holidays, Thanksgiving, Hanukkah, Christmas, New Year's. Anybody that comes out then, you know, is serious. So it's easier to work with buyers during those months and write sales. Therefore, what I prefer people do is while other agents are busy chauffeuring buyers in the summer months because it's fun to do that and it's easier to do that and there's more buyers coming and there's actually more lookers, but they think they're buyers. So they're in their car a lot more, showing property. The smart agents are actually in the summer months getting listings. Because the agents that get the listings in the summer months are the ones that when the buyers who are serious, that are going to buy, come out in the school time of year. Because that's the other thing. September, starting school for most parts of the country. Then you've got the Halloween. So September, October, November, December, anybody coming out those months are serious. So during the summer months, you build listing inventory. And then when school starts again and the holidays start kicking in, then you can start showing buyers yourself because you know they're serious. That to me is the best business plan right now. Now for my Florida people or anybody that has that slow time of year in the summer months, the same is still true. Is I would still, if you're going to get more activity after the summer, then the agent that has the most listings are going to benefit from that increase in sales when the summer's over. Okay, so Chris, are you still with me?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Daryl.
All right. So prospecting, so the second thing, Chris, you got to get really good at is prospecting. And as a new agent, the best thing you can do is do FSBOs and expireds. Why? Because that's money now. If you do anything like mailings and farming and door knocking and parties and holiday events and putting flags out on people's lawns or any of that nonsense, you're spending money and time and your spouse is going to want to know, why are you spending money on real estate? Can you please go get a real job to pay for your real estate career? So if you want to make money that costs... If you want to make money and it doesn't cost anything to make the money, call FSBOs and expireds. All right, now, those are the two skill sets for listings. The next skill set we said is for buyers. To me, there's three things to get good at working with buyers. And I'm simplifying it. There's other things that, you know, I teach about negotiating offers as an example, but, you know, that's not an essential to an agent's success. What's essential, I'm giving you the essentials right now, Christy. From the buyer side, here's the three essentials. Number one is understanding the concept of the shiny penny list. Christy, were you at my seminar where I talked about the shiny penny list?
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, my broker and I were just referring to that presentation the other day. It really makes sense to us.
Good. So what you want to do, just as a quick review on that concept, is you want to take all of the houses that are currently on MLS and find the best of the best in every price range. The rule of thumb is there's 5 to 7 in every price range. So you want to find the best of the best and create a separate list called the shiny penny list. Anytime a buyer comes to you and they say, I want to buy a house for X amount of dollars, ignore what they tell you they want as far as style, bedrooms, baths, ignore it. Just ask them the one. I mean, you still got to ask them because they expect you to. But there's only one question you care about, and that's what price range they're in. Because based on the price range, you're going to show them the shiny pennies in their price range. If a buyer says they definitely want a four-bedroom, two-bath colonial, and you have a three-bedroom, one-bath ranch, that's a shiny penny. You show it to them. Because buyers never buy what they say they're going to buy. They only buy the best of the best that money can buy in their price range, and that's what a shiny penny is. So work the less stress, income higher, work the house, not the buyer. Find the shiny penny, work it until you sell it. That's number one. Second skill set is the face-to-face presentation with the buyer. It's in that face-to-face presentation where you actually explain to the buyers how you work, what it is that you want to do, how you work the whole system. And it's there where you introduce the shiny pennies to the buyers. Now, I just realized something. Because that for me to teach that face-to-face meeting, there's not enough time on this conference call, right? So, Christy, what I'm going to tell you that you can do, first of all, if you can make it to Fort Lauderdale, that would be the best thing. I know I've said it, and I'm going to keep saying it because I mean it, and I know it's the best answer for you. But if you can't, when you log into the powerprogram.com website, thepowerprogram.com, mm-hmm. And if you go to the word that says classroom, okay, after you go to classroom, there is another link that says, it's the second one from the top, it says Power Agent Learning Systems, okay? And when you click on there, there's all these CDs that are discounted for Power Agents. There's one that says Playing with Buyers and Make More Sales, How to Show Less Than 5 Houses and Make a Sale. That CD will explain this whole process of the face-to-face meeting with buyers, okay?
Awesome, because I already have it. I just haven't gotten a chance to listen to it yet. I'm on one of the
You already own it. Okay, great. So listen to that one because that will go through the 6-step buying process, okay? All right.
Okay.
Now, let's see what else. Did you buy that when I was in Florida just recently?
Yes, yeah.
You know, all my Florida people, if you saw me in the last 30 days, if you decide to go to Fort Lauderdale for the class next week, I will credit you all of the money you paid on those CDs towards the class, okay? So you're not going to pay extra. You'll make money doing it that way. Okay. All right, let's see. The last thing, the last skill set, Christy and everybody else, is how to show property. And showing property is actually the easiest part of the skill set we're working with buyers. And the reason why it's the easiest part is because if you're really good at that face-to-face meeting with the buyers and you get them into the car and they're excited about buying a property, you're just showing the shiny pennies. And showing property is the easiest part in the three skill sets. Okay, so that was a really long answer to your question. Did I help you, Christy?
Absolutely. Thank you, Daryl. I really appreciate it. And thanks to everybody for being patient.
No, they got value in that, Christy. You don't have to apologize. Yeah, so, yeah, awesome. Great. All right, so you can hit *6, and that's going to mute you, Christy. Does anybody have any other questions before I can, go to any next part? Anybody need help with something? Hit *6 on your keypad one time. Give it a second for it to kick in. Do-do-do-do. Anybody? Call out, shout. Yep. Okay. All right. Well, then, with that said, again, if you guys have any thoughts, if you want to interrupt me, you can. I'm just looking at my notes. In real estate, you can. Okay. So, okay. I want to go into the magazine right now. And for those of you that don't have the magazine in front of you, just make some notes. Those of you who have the magazines, follow along with me. On page 27 of this month's magazine, of the Power Program. This magazine is 50 pages, this magazine this month. A lot of good stuff in it. So I want to highlight a couple of things that I think are really awesome. First of all, On page 27, Sandra Nichols, she has this ad with a picture of her team, and it says, hire the team that's selling homes fast and for the most money. Now, what I love about this ad is it does not look like an ad to me. It actually looks like an article. And so I was looking at this. I was thinking, how can somebody create an ad that actually looks like an article other than just what Sandra did? And one of the things you can do is create almost like an interview format where there's a question and then you answer the question. For example, you could have a question, you know, Daryl, when is the best time for somebody to buy a house? When is the best time for somebody to sell a house? Should a homeowner consider selling on their own? Or is there any time when it's a good idea for a homeowner to sell on their own? So you can have these questions that you create, and the answers are going to do two things. Number one is it's going to give some credibility to you because you're an expert. You understand the question and the answer. The second is it could help, you can drop things in there about how long you've been in real estate or what you learned when you first got into real estate. Like even that question about selling your own home, you know, before I got into real estate, I was like a civilian, which I thought like, why would anybody pay a broker a commission? And then once I got into real estate, I realized how much the 40-some-odd hours somebody has to go through just to get the test, and then they got to pass the test, and then they have to go through all this, you know, continuing education. Boy, I realized why people have to be licensed. There's so much more than what people realize. So anyway, that's how you can answer the question. So, but again, it's really not an interview. It's an ad that you make look like an interview. So I love that idea. On page 28, there's a great flyer that this guy created, Dick Mathis, and he actually used this as an ad too, that shows the number of houses that his company, or he, not his company, but what he sold. Now, there's a lot of numbers there, and if you're an individual agent and you haven't even, you've been in real estate for like 10 years and you haven't sold what he sold in 1 year, the concept is still good to maybe even use it to promote your company and have your face on it. So you can still have the numbers that the company has done, but your face is on the flyer, your face is in the ad. It creates a perception, perhaps, that you're the one that sold, 100 houses in 1 year. You're not saying that, but people can maybe think that. There's another sample of that on page 29. Now, page 30, Angel Schmidt is one of my original students, and the funny thing is, this ad, you'll see the ad, it's like goes back years, so it's an old ad, but I still keep it because to me, I really love it. I'm going to show you what I love about it, so that way you can, there's certain formula about what works in ads and flyers. There is, first of all, she's got a great title, Sunny Living for Seniors and Friends. And it's centered, it's obvious, it's right there. So that's number one. So title, that's catchy. Number two is the date, time, and location. It's very clear. It's right there. It can't be missed. It's at the top of the flyer. She's got photos. Anytime that you use in flyers or ads, real photos always work so much because it draws people in. She also has, of course, her photo on it, and then she has an easy way for people to reserve for her seminar. Of course, she explains what the seminar is going to be, but those are the things that really work, and it's so easy to read this flyer. There's another cute flyer, page 31. 32, another great flyer. It's a little busy, but Chris gets away with it, okay? So I like the flyer in 32. Now, 33, 34, 35, 36, all of those pages, yeah, all the way to 38, is showing you an idea that an agent, his name's Rand, what he does is he gives to his homeowners, listen, here's actually you could do two things with this. This is a checklist that shows your team. If you have a team, here's the system that the team needs to follow whenever you're getting a new listing, before you go on a listing appointment. Once you get the listing, once it goes to contract. So it's 239 steps from listing appointment to closing of a listing, or actually not closing, under contract. Now, First of all, it's really good, once again, for your team, if you have a team, to have a system and a checklist like this. But here's the other thing. It's also really awesome to show a homeowner that, listen, once we get a homeowner hires me, here's the 239 things we need to do just to bring a property under contract. This is a checklist that I use in my office to help my team stay focused, blah, blah, blah. By the way, if you guys don't have a team, you actually do have a team. One of the things you can do, Christy, you made me think of this. Any of you that are new, small, don't have a lot of business, you're not a top producer, one thing you can do is create the perception of that. And how you can is you can say that you have a team. Now, your team may not be other agents, but you do have a team. Why? Because you have an attorney that you recommend. You have a landscaper you recommend. You have a title company, termite company, home inspector. So you have a plethora of people that work on your team. I know one of my agents, what they did, and this is like such a simple thing that people miss, so I'm going to say it, okay, is what she had is, if let's say you go in a contract and after it's in contract, you find out that there's no CO on an extension or in a deck, and if your particular town, that could be a problem because maybe that takes, like New York, for example, my gosh, if you have a CEO issue, that could take months for it to get resolved. And usually what will happen is that they'll close on the property, put money in escrow, so they try and work around it. But one of the agents that I know, they have an expediter, and what the expediter does is they push things along. You know, they actually go to the courthouse and do things in person, da, da, da. Well, that's that, and that's not expensive, that person. So this agent, her name's Millie, she has on her team an expediter for things like that. Now, that's a powerful thing to share with a homeowner because homeowners don't even realize problems like that happen. Like if they're selling on their own and that should happen, what would they do? They don't have an expediter, and if they have an, they say, well, I have an attorney. Well, you think the attorney's not going to charge them extra for that service? You know, if you start adding up all the things that a homeowner doesn't have at their disposal that we do, you know, you can come pretty darn close to our commission that we charge. Okay, so anyway, that's that. Hang on 1 second. No, we're going to go further and see. Okay. Just so you're aware, the Power Program site under Classroom section does not work. I can't go. I'm reading a question. So if somebody said, Sophia just sent me a message saying that you can't get into the Classroom sections, doesn't work. Power Groups dialogue section doesn't work. I'll look into that. Anybody that can't get into the Classroom, you have to be logged in as a power agent to be able to get in there. Now, if Sophia, I'm going to check into what you're saying because maybe you are logged in and there's another technical problem. So thanks. I see your other question. I'm just going to call you. All right. Next thing is page 3940. 39 and 40, I just gave you a list of suggestions that you guys can look into. A real estate column, that's awesome. I know some agents who are really successful using, they've talked to their local paper, and they actually created for themselves their own real estate column. What's really awesome about that is they become an expert when you have something like that. Listen, gang, this e-fundraising on page 41. Now, I love this, and let me tell you what this is. And there's a couple more things, and then I'm going to open it up to questions, and then we'll come to the end. By the way, I just got another message. You guys should just hit *6 and ask me questions instead of sending it on the website now because it shows up on my screen, and I'm trying to help you. But you can just talk to me. So, Terry, you just asked me, you said the website lets me log in, but it says you must be a registered member for the site to view the content. So there must be a problem that you're not a registered power agent or the system doesn't know that. So I will forward this if you are a power agent, if you are enrolled, I'll have my office look into the technical aspect of that. All right, I'm going to focus on the magazine now and finish up. So page 41, this e-fundraising website, if you guys wanted to do ever some kind of fundraiser for your community, for your school, whatever, and you want to like just get involved in creating a fundraiser, this company on page 41, they have these fundraising packages that you can buy. It's like fundraising in a box, and it's such an awesome thing. I I love that. So I highly recommend it. Here's another one that a lot of agents don't know about. This called Realty Times. Realty Times, if you look on page 42, there is some incredible, awesome stuff in Realty Times as far as content that you can use in your business. I could spend 20 minutes just talking about Realty Times, but one of my favorite things is that when you click on local market conditions, it shows you your state, and then you click on your city, and it tells you some stuff, some updated news about what's happening locally, and specific that would impact real estate. This is some great stuff that you can put on your website, that you can create flyers, that you can mail out content, you can create reports, you can, when you're calling FSBOs or expireds, you can say you have this report and some interesting stuff. I mean, really, check out Realty Times. There's so much great stuff in there. On page 43, there's a company that agents are always asking me, Daryl, about websites and what's a good place. This company on page 43, I think, is a really awesome website company you should check out. Go to the website, look at what they do, because they also integrate social media and promoting your site. So it looks really, really awesome. Now, Christy and anybody else that has those CDs working with buyers that I talked about under Classroom, that CD doesn't have a workbook. It just goes through. That's actually me teaching the live class of the three-day Sure Results. Now, in Sure Results, they get the workbook, but what I do have here on page 44, Christy, is I'm going to be talking about the six-step buying process in that audio CD, and this is that page that's referenced in the CD. That's on page 44 in the magazine this month. Okay, and then page 45 is a marketing. This page 45 goes through a customized, quote-unquote, customized marketing plan for a seller. Let me just read this for you guys that don't have the magazine in front of you. It says marketing plan for such and such property, and it explains, here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to be your exclusive agent, explains it. I'm going to advertise, explains it. Marketing to other brokers, open houses, electric advertising, appointments, communication. Now, what I love about this page 45 is I'll tell you how to use page 45. This would be going into a listing appointment and then a listing conversation. Anything that's customized looks like awesome to people because you took the time, it makes it special, it's theirs, etc. So what I would do is I would have a simple thing that has their address and says, here's the marketing, that just some of the marketing plan that I'm going to do for you. I would go through this with them, but quickly. I would not have this be my listing appointment. I would probably spend as much time as I just did a moment ago when I rattled it off to you. And then what I would do is I would then go into explaining each one on the upcoming pages in my listing book. So in other words, I would have this page 45 be a summary, almost like a table of contents that you would see in a book, and have the table of contents explaining, here's what I do for my sellers. Now let me get into detail with it, okay? Page 46 is a great pricing visual. Now, this particular pricing visual that this company used, Recent Nichols, it was in an up market when prices were going up. So you can tweak these numbers. The concept is the more aggressive a homeowner gets on the price, the better chance of the odds of them selling the house. So it's just a visual explaining that. And then lastly, on page 47 through 50 actually, was this simple, like glossy 11 by 17 folded in half with blue ink. And owning a home is a lifelong dream. We have a key to opening up doors. That's the cover. Then it has three agents. These three agents got together, made this book that explains the benefits of buying a home versus renting a home. And then on the back, it has the contact information for them. I really love it. It was such a simple book. It's so simple to produce. It's so cost-effective. That's good. And then they have samples at the bottom. I'm sorry, I was going to correct that, but no, I love that. On page 49, it shows, like, if they bought a house, how much money put down, what the monthly payments would be, and a buyer can actually compare that to renting. So this is great. It's a book. The size in the magazine is the exact size of the actual piece, and it's so easy for you to do. Now, anytime I give you this stuff, gang, you are free to, you know, basically plagiarize it. Just copy and paste. Obviously, you're not going to copy and paste the agents' names and phone numbers, but the other content, anything that's in these magazines, you are free. That's why I give it to you, so that way you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to write content. So I'm giving you content to create ads. I'm giving you content to create magazine articles or promotional pieces. Okay. Woo. Okay. Well, that's it for the magazine. All right, before I say goodbye, does anybody have a last question you'd like me to address for you? If you do, just hit *6 on your keypad, please, and I'll be able to hear you. So anybody, *6. Anybody, *6 one time, and I'll be able to hear you. Okay, we got a shy group today. So cute. All right, so I'm going to summarize the call for you guys then, okay? There is a lot of stuff that I think we just covered. I appreciate Laura and Christy. Thank you for your questions. I know it was valuable for you. It was valuable you asking it, so that was great. We went through the magazine, and then I gave you the skill sets. So here's the last thing I'm going to leave you with, gang, is that I've talked about this recently, and I just in my live seminars, and I'm going to just bring it up again, that we can get really overwhelmed in all of the things that we need to do in our business and in our personal life and our family life. You are not superheroes. I know you want to be. I know you tried to be, but you can't be everything to everybody. So you have a certain amount of energy in your bank account. I use the analogy, if you had a bank account and if you keep having withdrawals taken out of your bank account, eventually you're going to hit zero. Some of you are actually on a negative emotional balance in your account because you're not managing yourself well, because you're trying to do too much all the time. So you need to pace yourself. And if you're looking to have a breakthrough in one specific area in your life, whether it's your business, personal, family, try and pick just one thing. Just pick one thing in each one of those areas, because that one thing that you want to have a breakthrough in, whether it's your, for example, whether it's your weight or your health or, you know, your business, your finances, and just that one thing is going to drain you considerably. So just pick one in each category and work on it, okay? I'm going to unmute everybody, and so I'm going to hear everybody on the call. So hang on one second. Okay, are you all there? Oh, I think, no, wait a second. I think I messed it up. Okay, I don't know how to unmute everybody because I don't have that instruction. But anyway, okay, so I'm going to let you guys go. It's now 12 o'clock. Thank you for calling in. I hope it was valuable. Keep rocking and rolling. Don't forget, you don't just help people buy and sell real estate. You actually help them get to their next level. So the more people you help in getting to their next level in their life, the more money you make. So thanks for calling in. God bless you. Have a great month, and I'll talk to you guys in the next call. Thanks. Bye.